Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today, the text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the 4th chapter. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul tells us that we are one, that we are united, that we have a special unity worth maintaining. But it sure doesn't feel like that sometimes. After all, here we are, 26 days from an election, in case you've heard. Maybe nothing quite symbolizes division, polarization, tension, like a presidential election in the States. We sense it all around us. We sense it in our churches and in our families and amongst our friends. There are so many things we can't even talk about right now. But no matter how tense, no matter how polarized, no matter how divided you may feel, you are one and you are united and you have a unity worth maintaining. Not because of an election campaign or because of the outcome on November 3rd or November 4th or November 6th or whenever it actually comes back. No, you are one with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ in a way that completely transcends the divisions of this world and indeed transcends this world altogether, crossing time and space and gathering you into a body that this world cannot now see. You are one with that church of all times and all places, in heaven and on earth. And you were made one with that church because of your faith in the triune God whom you worship. This morning, St. Paul tells the Ephesians how they can maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. But you see, that assumes they have a unity worth maintaining. So that's why St. Paul goes on to describe just what does unite them as Christians and ultimately what unites you as Christians. He says our unity consists in one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. This is what makes us one. It's not the fact that we get along all the time. It's not the fact that we agree on everything, politics or life or culture. What unites us transcends those things. St. Paul says we are one because we worship the one true God who exists eternally as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. St. Paul says we are one because of the baptism we received in the name of that triune God. St. Paul says we are one because of the faith granted us there at the font. St. Paul says we are one because of the Lord we confess together as Son of God and Savior of the world. St. Paul says we are one because of our hope that that Lord Jesus Christ will one day return for us and save us from our sins. We are one because of the Spirit poured out upon us in the waters of baptism. That Spirit who enables us to confess Jesus as our Lord. This is what makes us that one body of Christ, that one holy Catholic and apostolic church of all times and all places. This is what unites us with the saints above and the saints below, with the church triumphant and the church militant, with that glorious company of the apostles and that goodly fellowship of the prophets, and with the entire company of heaven. You are not isolated atoms here on earth, darting to and fro, making your own way and charting your own course. You are part of something bigger. You are part of something better. You are part of something grander. You are part of something that will endure, something that will last. But I know it doesn't feel like that. Not 26 days from an election. Not this election year. Not this year of COVID-19. Not in this quarantined and socially distanced and masked life of a year we call 2020. Country's divided. Culture is divided. Friends are divided. Your families are divided. Even your congregations are divided. You're divided over doctrine, and you're divided over politics, and you're divided over healthcare, and you're divided over gender, and you're divided over race. You're divided from one another on a personal level, you're divided from other Christians at the Lord's table. That is a reality of living in a sinful world, an inevitable reality. It's what it was like in the New Testament, it's what it was like in the early church, it's what it was like in the Reformation, it's what it will always be like. It is downright foolish and unbiblical to expect otherwise in this veil of tears. But that is also why we work so diligently to overcome those divisions. That's why St. Paul tells the Ephesians that they must maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. That's why we repent of our faults and forgive those who wrong us. That's why we take our theology so seriously. That's why we talk about our faith volubly, and why we are willing to open ourselves up to rejection over it. We believe that this is what unites us as Christians, and it is our only hope for being united as Christians, here or anywhere, today or any day. And that means it should be no different in 2020. While you may feel disconnected, disjointed, distant from others, you are not. You are united with your fellow Christians around the globe and beyond it. Your unity with your fellow believers transcends the earthbound, time-bound divisions of this life. Your unity exists in your worship of that triune God, and in the baptism you received in His name, and in the faith you hold, and in the Lord you confess. And your hope for that Lord's return, and in the Spirit poured out upon you, and yes, in that one body, that one church, that one holy Catholic and apostolic church of all times and all places, that unity transcends your divisions. It transcends the calamities of 2020. It transcends the cultural tensions you face. It transcends the isolation and quarantines you have been going through. It transcends even the outcome of this election. If you believe it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Jacob Galgard, who serves the Lord in Togo. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.